This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Come up here at 5:07. We will drink a toast for the shot of the day.
And there's Bad Choice Friday attack.
You know it's bad.
And we're keeping it positive on a Bad Choice Friday with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Gonna make you sweat up.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch and Good Vibrations taking on the Beach Boys on a Bad Choice Friday.
I'm picking up great vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Beach Boys and Good Vibrations taking on Marky Mark and Good Vibrations. Vote now. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, one of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. First time, though, for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from today on a positive Friday. Bitches, I'm a litter carrier in the South Sound area. When I clocked in this morning, postal management awarded me with my 25-year service award.
Yeah.
Nice. Time flies. Appreciate you guys keeping it positive. Cheers. That from Ryan. Ryan, congratulations. That's awesome. Birthday request, guys. I want to wish my dad, Michael, a very happy birthday. Thank you for your love and support, especially the last year. Love your number one son, Justin. So how about the dirty Germans talking about how he loves his big black Dodge Ram truck?
Yeah, actually, that was my nickname in high school. You're in luck tonight.
Yes, you know, it's the funny thing is, the way you got to be born, you and the other kid, it was about ramming stuff.
Yeah, they call mine the battering ram. Not because it's always a battering ram, but a lot of times my ram is covered in batter.
Yeah, he looked at your mother and says, do you want the hemi?
Hello, guys. Please wish my sister Diane, pronounced Jayanne, a happy 38th birthday. And since we're going to Disneyland, maybe Mickey and Goofy tell her how magical being 38 is. From her slightly older but much cooler sister, Jen.
Well, gosh, you're certainly old enough to know that being 38 in the happiest place in the world is going to be fantastic for you. And old Goofy's going to take you behind the shed and show you a real good time.
Oh, the thing is, at that age, you should know well enough. The Magic Kingdom's great, but if you want a beverage, you better head over to MGM Studios. Nothing in the Magic Kingdom unless you're in that bitch Cinderella's castle.
After we go to get hammered.
This was his old witches. Want to wish my husband, Brian, a very happy, wonderful birthday. 41 today, and is the best husband ever. Going on 26 years. So the Dirty Germans and the Disney characters tell him how getting older gets better. And maybe an OG fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. Over the tongue and down the throat, let's party. That from the lovely Tina.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, you're turning how old? 41?
41 years old
today. Yeah, 41 years old. Yeah, that means you are 1 year into the wheelhouse that I like now, because you know what you want, and what you want is me.
The birthday is the 41, yeah. So last year was a little, you know, special, whatever. This year is two people on the one time. Yeah.
Both of you for Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can watch.
See, I thought it was her birthday. But you know what, Brian?
It is, but she can
watch. You sound sexy, too.
Well, gosh, I'll tell you what, old Gloopy's going to treat you like an unwatched pillow.
Mates, it's going to help it.
I was trying to be a little more subtle there, mixed up with thanks.
Oh, at the park, we use the term hump.
Hi, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here, some random ones. What do we got? Travel story, guys. Ola, a few years ago, I tagged along with a college buddy to a rugby team. We went to Scotland. So while boarding our connecting flight from London to Edinburgh, one of the airport employees outside of the plane had some sort of a medical emergency. I couldn't see what was going on, but the pilot said he had to turn off the plane so EMS could communicate while working. We stayed on that full plane for 90 minutes without any airflow, so it got really hot and muggy quick. We're all breathing in that stale air. Old people look like they're about ready to drop. We were told that we would be sent a new plane and all the luggage would be transferred to the new plane, except from the one cargo hold by where the EMS was working. So after landing in Edinburgh, we found out that all our bags, they were in that cargo hold.
Of course.
So it took 3 days to get our bags, so we didn't have a change of clothes. When I got my bag, it was obvious it had been left out in the rain, soaking everything in it. Then a lot of us started to feel sick. We'd contracted COVID while sitting in that plane, breathing in everyone's breath. It was a paramedic all through COVID and never got sick. But on my first overseas trip, it finally caught me. Still had a blast. Cheers, guys. That from Ryan.
Yay.
Subject is Japanese whiskey. Guten Tag. I just wanted to comment on your show about travel.
Taki.
You all mentioned you'd never been to Japan.
Correct.
Let me throw out some things that might persuade you to visit the land of the rising sun.
They like black dudes.
Number one. Super easy to get around. The train service is extensive and on time. Number two, their hot springs are amazing. Thrill, check to make sure if you're allowed in first because of the way you look. Tattoos, you can't get in.
The tattoo thing is legit.
I've heard that in Japan.
I have a buddy,
for sure.
He loves Japanese stuff, but he's a big man. He has tattoos, and he's gotten asked to leave two of those.
I can believe that.
But there are more and more of those places letting foreigners in with tattoos. Three, the food and service is outstanding wherever you go. Four, for Ted, look up soap lands or bars where you can get a hug. Five, clean toilets with a bidet wherever you go. Six, for Miles, great golfing, hiking, and cheap smokes. For my cock, the culture and history are great. Number eight, the Japanese people can be fun and friendly. Number nine, convenience stores have this fried chicken. It's addictive. And number 10, and the most important for all you and the listeners that said you can only have Jim Beam, Japan has some of the best whiskey. Drink it straight or a highball. They have in cans. It's smooth and flavorful. And most important, it's good stuff at $5 a bottle. It's 7-Eleven. That from Nathan.
Okay, if you started with that. It's cut to the quick, brother.
Oh, let's see here. What else we got?
Sorry, Mike. I can't let it go.
Okay.
Right? It's like all this awesome stuff. Ted's going to go to get Japanese hookers. Miles playing golf. It's like, Mike, enjoy the history.
Yes.
Mike likes to have fun. Just going to put that out there.
At the museum.
Yeah. I mean, look, I get it. I'm a dirtbag degenerate, but like, Mike does have fun.
Mm-hmm. Patel's back in 2018. My late wife and I were taking a road trip from Seattle to San Francisco and back.
Ooh.
So I buy a ring the day before we left and plan to pop the question sometime during the trip. Night one, Newport, Oregon. I asked her. She said yes. I didn't know what size ring to get, so the one I got was a little too big, but she insisted on wearing it anyway. Day two of our trip, we stopped in Florence, Oregon, for a tour of the sand dunes. During said tour, the ring fell off her finger somewhere in the dunes.
Yep.
It is still there today. She had it less than 24 hours. Good times. Still love her. That from Chris.
Damn.
Never going to find that again.
There is nothing to do in Florence other than look at the dunes.
Where is Florence exactly?
It's down over by Coos Bay. You know where
is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's a little bit north of Coos Bay.
I think I got a speeding ticket there. If I'm not mistaken. Is that near Riverdale side, whatever the hell that is?
No, it's up against the coast. I think you were headed back inland when you got your ticket.
Gotcha.
But there's just nothing there.
I don't know if you guys remember the conversation we were having a week or so back about the fact that, you know, it would be really cool to see a swan. Like, everybody's like a bald eagle. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Swan.
Don't really see swans.
Swan.
I mean, I've seen peacocks here, believe it or not.
Sure. Oh,
yeah. I'm not sure I've seen a swan at some point in my life, right?
But in Washington.
Oh, I think I saw one in Maryland.
That's what I mean. I've seen swans in my lifetime, but
right.
Just wondering, you know, with all the wildlife, why we don't see swans.
I hear their babies are ugly as hell.
And we got inundated with people going like, dude, guys, there's swans everywhere.
Yep.
Here's another one. Olapacholas. My mom lives in the small lake in Tenino. Swans come here every winter. Sorry, the picture is blurry. They're 200 yards away, but you still get an idea how big they are compared to the ducks that are also pictured. Thanks for the laughs. That from Doe's in Tacoma. Here's one. Olapacholas. I am from Washington State, the Wenatchee area. I now live in Louisiana. I retired from the military, and I listen to you guys every day. I am creating a man cave and hearing your vast knowledge of IPAs and the men's room rules ethics. Do you all have a book with the rules that I can purchase, and or do you have any suggestions? I want to thank you all for all you do, and thank you for the help. That from Joshua down in Louisiana. We used to have the men's room rules up at KISW.com. I don't think they're there anymore.
I would just guess not. It was so long ago, but I don't know.
As far as your man cave goes, man, put whatever in there that you can afford and that you like and that you enjoy. So whatever you like to do with your time, whether it's a record player and a bunch of records, or you got a couple of pinball machines or a pool table or a giant screen TV or one of those chairs that looks like a baseball glove, whatever you want to do, man, it's a man cave. No one's going to tell you to take that picture down. Just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you.
Yeah. Does anybody actually start building she sheds?
She sheds?
I know one woman that built a she shed. I don't know that she built a she shed. There was already a shed on the property, and it became her she shed.
Mm-hmm.
She shed.
We all know what goes on in the she shed.
Yes. Subject, farts. Gentlemen, about farts. It was the last week of seventh grade, and our first period class was doing a joint period with another math class. Long story short, I told my buddy his shoe was untied, and when he bent down, I ripped a nasty one in his face. I had to evacuate the room and go back to my classroom. This is where my other friend shouted, John, what's on your shorts? Of course, I was wearing khaki cargos. Mm. I then ran to the bathroom to clean up and ditch the underwear and dry my shorts until there was no spot left. Still smelled like ass for the next five classes, though. I learned at a young age to never trust a fart.
Yeah.
Rock on, guys. That's from John. Another fart story. Guys, my cat is the cutest little thing, but when she farts, it is gross and it permeates the entire room. She also uses it as a defense mechanism. If you pick her up and she doesn't feel like being picked up, she'll let you know by farting. I got her back one time. I sleep on my side. She sleep curls up in my back and my knees. Her face was right against my rear, so I let one loose. It was satisfying to see her ears go back. Cheers. That's from the lovely Jennifer. And one more on the sound I'll never forget. Guys, catching up on the podcast on the Odyssey app, thanks for keeping me laughing for so many years. Yeah. I used to live in Bangkok 20-some years ago. The sound I can still hear is the local transformers exploding.
Yep.
It happened every few weeks. I'm doing whatever in my apartment. Suddenly, there's this loud bang with a crisp electrical snap, followed by several echoes as the sound moved through the tall buildings. I could count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There goes the bang. I'd say to my future ex-wife, let's go shopping or anywhere with air conditioning, as it was going to be unbearably hot on the 20th floor apartment in a few minutes. It was always 38 degrees centigrade, about 100 Fahrenheit during the daytime. I do miss the local bird sounds and the Scottish expats practicing bagpipes in the parking lot next door. That sound carried pretty well up to the 20th floor. Cheers, gentlemen. That from Barry. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. Shy, shifty Shelley sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt Tilly Kitty's claws. Tilly Kitty Kitty's claws are now cutely cut.
Three steps fast.
Shy, shifty Shelly sits with her cute runt kitty Tilly. She carefully cuts runt
Whoa! All right, let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 at their job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
That was, in fact, a late night last night. Right. Trying to come up with the...
Take the USA loss hard.
Tongue twister.
We did, man.
Had to climb into that bottle.
Unbelievable.
Well, we climbed into the bottle, then threw the empty bottle at the TV. Then I'm like, dude, now we got to go to Best Buy and buy another TV for my wife gets home. Let's just say what happened to the TV.
Yep.
So we did that. Then we met some guys out there, drank with them. Then we ended up smashing all the TVs at Best Buy, so they asked us to leave. It was a long night, man.
Yeah. I can see how that got out of hand.
Yeah.
But either way...
Well, next time, Best Buy, don't let us walk in with fists to jack.
We realized we were up against the wall for the first time in a long time, and we actually needed to come up with a tongue twister for Ted versus the FCC. And lo and behold, we did.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. This is the Miles and Thrills submitted Ted versus the FCC. But you're more than welcome to submit yours to the mensrumacastle.com. That way we don't have to go out every Thursday night and get absolutely smashed.
And smash TVs.
Exactly. So this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Sherry's new sofa was shipped from Shack of Sit. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda on her sofa from Shack of Sit. Your sofa will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sit. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, you must read that one time through, then three times fast.
Sounds like Shaquille O'Neal's new place.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal. You want to sit? You like sitting down?
All right. Sherry's new sofa was shipped from Shack of Sit. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda on her sofa from Shack of Sit. Your sofa will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sit.
Three times fast.
Sherry's new sofa was shipped from Shack of Sit. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda on her sofa from Shack of Sit. Your sofa will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sit.
One.
Sherry's new sofa was shipped from Shack of Sit. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda from her sofa on her Shack of Sit. Your soda will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sit.
Two.
Sherry's new sofa was shipped from Shack of Sit. Sherry sits and sips cherry soda on her sofa from Shack of Sit. Your sofa will ship quick if you shop at Shack of Sit.
Oh, my.
Easy.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
But you're right, they suck.
Another win. And Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Thank you. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Doc, out of minutes, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. We also have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Google searches for "Is it safe to fly?" have spiked for some reason.
Huh.
I can't imagine why. Oh,
I wonder what happened there.
Didn't this happen at the beginning of last year, too? All of a sudden, all these airline stories started happening. Like, wasn't the beginning of last year when the door fell off that plane and then there was... Other one that, like, ran out of fuel or something.
Was that a year ago that that went down?
I think yes. So, man.
Huh. It was, like, in January of last year.
Yeah.
So I was flying down to that national title game, and it was a mess because that door had flown off the one plane.
Yeah.
Which is a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm flying out next week, so I'm hoping everything goes...
We'll see, man. Keep it posted.
Where are you flying to?
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh.
Don't have to brag, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Bring us back nothing.
I enjoyed my time there last year. I'm stoked to be back.
I think people should Google, is it safe to drive?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Yeah, the weather the way it is right now, man. At least, like, we're going to have the best weather in the country because it's just going to torrentially downpour. Apparently everywhere else, man, temperatures dropped. They're about to get the storm we're getting, except it's all ice and snow and 10 degrees outside.
Right.
Like, F that.
Exactly. Stanley Black & Decker is suing the makers of the Stanley Cups to make a distinction between the two brand names.
What about Stanley Steamer?
Right.
Just throwing it in there. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
What about Paul Stanley?
What about Cleveland? So who's suing who?
Stanley Black & Decker.
Okay.
I didn't realize Stanley Tools. Right. I didn't realize that it was Stanley Tools. But yeah, now they're suing the makers of the Stanley Cups, which I don't know.
Which is crazy because there's the Stanley Cup that we know from the NHL.
Right.
Lord then there Stanley. Are Stanley Cups. And then for most people, it's Black & Decker. The right. Stanley Black & Decker is like news to me.
I'm about to say.
But didn't Stanley, like they were on their own, right? Black & Decker was a separate company. Yeah, now they're together.
Yes.
Right. But the other thing, too, I get it. The Stanley Cup thing got kind of out of control. Mm-hmm. But they've been around forever. Like, remember, like,
they're
the guy that
popular.
Had the green one? Now, I mean, they just. Right. It's like a fashion thing now.
Exactly.
But, like, it was that old green one with the silver top.
Right.
Like,
well, it's been around forever. They've been around.
Yeah.
Now people notice. So it's like, we're going to sue you because people are paying attention to your product.
Steve, I'm sure that you already know this, but the likelihood of the asteroid YR4 hitting the Earth in the near future has once again dropped and is now less than 2%. As far as
so it got up to as high as what I saw, 3.4.
Yeah,
and now it's back
like,
down.
Now it's like 1.8 or something.
What is it like swerving? Is it drunk or something?
The Dow Jones? I mean, right. You never know.
Put a little spin on that thing. Yeah, so it's like, starting to curve.
I mean, the other way to look at it is to say, even at the worst, there's about a 96.4% chance it ain't going to hit us.
Correct.
Like, if you're betting on something and I told you, hey, you got a 3.4% chance, you're not giving me money.
All this is saying is that if it does hit us, then our luck sucks.
Yeah.
Because its chances are getting worse. Which
but how
if it
big is
land.
This thing anyway? Right, the size makes all the difference, man.
How big is YR4?
And I mean, if it's a half mile across, you go, that is problematic.
Anywhere between 130 to 300 feet wide. So it's about the size of a football field.
Mm. All right, well, it depends where it hits.
Yeah, true enough. MIT researchers have proposed a theory that Mars's missing atmosphere is actually buried underneath its crust.
Hmm.
It just sunk in there and just nestled right in.
That does not make sense to me, but possibly.
If MIT says it's happening, you know what? That's a theory I'm willing to back up.
Nah, I probably won't argue with MIT too much. What are you dumbasses now?
Come on, man.
I feel like nowadays it's fine to argue with them.
Yeah, why not?
I went online, I watched a video, MIT, and you're wrong.
That's right. Not going to go there. There's a common blood pressure medication that's showing promise as an ADHD treatment.
But good.
Amlodipine, or however the hell you say that?
Olazepam?
No.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I take for my blood pressure.
The amlodipine?
Yeah.
All right.
Huh.
And you don't have ADHD.
I'm about to say that's why he's focused
yeah,
as hell.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whoa.
Damn. That's pretty generic. Like, I know like three other people that take the same one.
Nice.
Just different doses.
You said it's generic?
No. I mean, it's pretty common.
That's common,
like,
okay.
That's like the, I think like if you just, you know what I mean? Like if you're teetering on that line of like.
That's just the standard they give you.
Correct.
The price might go up if it works for ADHD. Like, ooh.
Right.
Sorry, blood pressure guy.
No, but that's not fair. If somebody can't focus, I don't want to die.
Yeah.
It's my fault your kid can't focus. That is weird, though.
Right? It's just what these chemicals do, man.
And you got to wonder if they realize this because some people, the blood pressure thing, also had ADHD. And they're going, man, I'm telling you, every time they come in, and
ever
I do
since
a checkup,
I got my blood
they
pressure
seem
down.
More focused or whatever it is.
Right.
Then you take the time to study. It's like Viagra. I mean, think about it. It's blood pressure medication. They go, look, you know, it does okay for blood pressure, but 98% of these guys that are old are getting erections for the first time in the last 15 years. Let's just change what it's for. Ozempic.
Right.
What is Ozempic for?
Diabetes.
Okay, I completely forgotten what it's for because I know a couple people that take Ozempic and none of them are diabetic. But all of them have lost weight.
A lot of type 1 diabetics are remarkably thin. And they have in their entire lives. Because, you know, maybe there's some correlation. I don't know. I just know that.
You got to pay a lot more attention to what it is that you're eating.
My grandfather was rail thin. You know, my buddy Nui, he's rail thin. But they're all type 1, not type 2.
Right. There. Well, and you can also be rail thin as a type 2 as well. It goes in the opposite direction. Okay. There are some folks, you know, that have such a hard time of actually putting on weight and keeping weight on that they actually risk type 2 diabetes as well, just kind of in that opposite direction. Mm. So,
right, like with type 2, it's easy to kind of just be like, oh, that person did
lose some damn weight.
Right. Right, but not, and I'm not excusing, but I'm just saying there's a lot of type 2 people that are not.
Absolutely.
Big.
Right.
They just have it.
Right. A new study found that narcissists are actually more likely to be ignored, thereby making their narcissism worse.
Yeah, because you don't want to be around them.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's kind of self-fulfilling.
Well, and what they were saying was that narcissists kind of thrive off of praise and admiration, mm-hmm. and people just basically loving to be around them. And so when you reject them because they suck to be around... Their brain kind of tells them, like, you're not doing it right. You need to do it harder. You
amp it up.
You're right. You double down on it.
You can't hear me in the back. Let's turn up the volume.
Exactly.
I know what I'm doing is awesome.
Right.
I just need you to recognize that.
Criminy.
It's like ignoring the hot chick.
Yeah.
Makes her hotter.
Right. Like, why are you ignoring me? Like,
because I have no chance.
Just get away from me. Jesus.
Stop talking to me with your beautiful breasts and your lovely hair.
Yeah. Anyhow,
you're disgusting.
I know you're a succubus. You're going to kill me in the middle of the night.
You want to go outside and smoke?
You're going to take every dollar I got and ruin my life.
Because I'm willing to do that.
Because you're not worth it.
I'm not getting a cat.
Oh. Come on, Ted. Get a cat. They take care of themselves.
Not because of her.
The Merriam-Webster word of the day.
Seclicious. Still not a
asteroid.
Word.
Asteroid.
You guys aren't going to get this. From Alice in Wonderland, Jabberwocky.
Which that's the word of the day.
Right, that should not be a Merriam-Webster word
isn't
of the day.
Isn't that a pronoun?
Not that I'm aware of. I think
isn't
it's
the
Jabberwocky
one specific thing? Or
yeah, it's a creature.
That's what I mean. I thought the Jabber... It's like saying Bigfoot.
Right.
You say it's the word of the day, but it's like... But it's a specific thing.
Right.
Word of the day today is Mike.
Of fiction.
Right. A work of fiction.
Right. It's like...
Actually, I always wanted Mr. T to say, like, don't give me no jibba jabba walkie.
Jibba jabba walkie.
Never did it, man.
What is the word again?
Jabberwocky.
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 It's like a fictional monster from back. Is it from Alice in Wonderland?
From Alice in Wonderland, okay. Yeah.
That's what it is, a fictional monster?
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's make that the word of the day.
Yeah, let's do that.
Thanks.
Come on, I mean,
come on, guys.
You're the dictionary.
You got all those words in the dictionary and somebody picked Jabberwocky.
Respect just dropped. A 64-year-old.
I bet it was Webster's call.
Mm-hmm. It's Merriam.
You think?
It is. Merriam's a son of a bitch like that.
The name's right. The name's Merriam.
Let's find another stupid name. I know. Jabberwocky.
A 64-year-old woman just did a nonstop swim from Cuba to the U.S.
How old? It's 90 miles.
64. 110 miles.
Oh, 110.
Yeah.
The sign of Key West says 90 miles to Cuba, so she didn't take off at the right point.
But still, damn. 110 miles. And then I was interested in that one, so I did some number crunching on that one. They say that the average human can swim anywhere between 3 to 5 miles an hour.
Okay.
So when you do that kind of math, you're looking at 22 hours of straight swimming.
Yeah, and I'm sure she took breaks.
With sharks,
it
jellyfish.
It says nonstop.
Oh, nonstop.
Nonstop.
Damn.
I don't know how that's possible. Right. With all the other fodder that's in the water there as well. You're swimming during the middle of the night. How in the hell are you pointing in the right direction?
I don't know, man.
I mean, it's Key West, so it's like, this way.
How do you not get scared?
Yes.
And when I say that, I mean, like, I wear Brendan Looney on my wrist every day. He was a SEAL, so I've known a few SEALs. And I remember one guy telling me, so I was like, you ever get scared? He goes, you ever jump out of an airplane at night into the ocean? I was like, well, no. And he's like, yeah. He's like, we do it. He's like, I was still scared.
Right. It sucks.
Remember your training. That's why they say that. We know you're scared. Remember your training.
I am not afraid of the water. I'm not afraid of the ocean. I have swam in the ocean before, deep in the ocean before, and I do not care. However, in the middle of the night,
nope.
All of a sudden, that void gets really big.
I told you, I went swimming at Ocean City once at nighttime. It scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But only because my buddy was dating a woman with huge...
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to take my top off. You guys come swimming. Let me grab my towel.
Yeah, I'm in the water, bro.
And just like a Navy SEAL, he braved the dark water.
Did you take your clothes off when you got in?
I mean, my shirt.
Okay.
I didn't show her my junk. It was just... When you're that age, I don't know. My buddy was like, yeah, I don't care. You want to see him? You got to go swimming at night. Because, like, none of us wanted to go. Then it was like,
I really want to see
him. Damn
that.
It!
Were you the only
what
friend?
Do you
that,
mean?
The only friend that took off the offer?
No. My other buddy did, too.
And okay. What do you mean when you're that age? I'm like, I'm 56. I'm in the water.
Let's go, baby. He's afraid to swim in the ocean. No, no, I'm coming.
I can't imagine it. I can't imagine at 44, my buddy being like, if you go swimming, my wife will take her top off and you can look at him. She was just like, no, seriously, if you guys, I want to go swimming. I'll take my top off so you guys can look at him if you agree to go swimming.
Again, that's a hell of a 56, deal. I'm telling you.
That's a hell of a deal.
How are they?
I'm swimming.
Awesome. Where is awesome. It? For my buddy, that was one of those ones, too. Like, he was never going to stay with her long term, but man.
That's why he didn't care if you looked.
Oh. That's the way you draw up a body.
Ted became a man that day.
Anyhow, I got to go over the bathroom.
Sorry, Miles. Hooters is preparing to file for
Where will we have those wings again?
Indeed.
I'm sure one or two locations will figure out a way to stay open.
Right, can we do it like the Blockbuster thing? Like one of them just hangs out like, this was the olden days. We used to serve wings and show breasts.
Casino in Vegas with a hotel.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Uh-huh.
I guess it'll turn into something else.
I'm about to say, they rebrand like hell out
there.
That one will probably stay.
It's not called Hooters anymore.
Oh, really?
They still have a Hooters in there, but they've already renamed it.
Now it's called Boobies.
Right.
I will say, though, I love Hooters. I love Vegas. That one was a little, I don't know. It's a weird vibe in there.
Okay.
What was the vibe?
Cheap.
Okay. I got you. They couldn't be showgirls.
There's better boobs in this town.
Welcome to Tata's.
Well, if you guys were here when I showed up.
Tell you what, the club I went to in Portland last time should have been called Bee Stings.
Oh.
Jesus.
Damn. Welcome to Bee Stings.
So it wasn't like going swimming in the ocean.
No, and they were very athletic.
Oh.
Sorry.
You sound really disappointed.
I know.
I was, man. All right, last year was law. I was like, I just want to see some. Some big ones.
Something off the appetizer menu? Some flatbread?
Oh, you should have gone to Biggins down the road.
Right.
Biggins.
You went to Bee Stings, brother, man. If you were one more black, you could have gone to Biggins.
You picked the outdoor recreation tent.
They come out riding a bicycle. Like,
yeah, like I'm saying, still hot, still sexy. Oh, just, yeah. You know.
Welcome to Areolas.
Well, if you were here when I showed up at the office this morning and you heard about my harrowing tale of riding the bus and getting sat in front of somebody that, among everything else, I caught the worst smell that I could possibly imagine that grossed me out worse than a fart, worse than body odor. This man's hot breath was just rolling up into my nostrils every 90 seconds, and it was one of the most unpleasant experiences, and so I'm going to let out a little bit of rage here.
The Men's Room Top 10.
It was disgusting.
The Men's Room Top 10.
The Top 10 Offensive Odors.
Smell it.
Imagine, if you will, a Pyrex dish filled with a delicious salad, romaine, kale, carrot, cabbage shavings, and the icing on the cake, a honey-glazed chunk of grilled salmon. Now imagine forgetting it was in the mini-fridge of my studio for months. When I pulled that container of what appears to be belched out of the bowels of hell out, what do? You wait till a Friday, check your surroundings, then launch that morphed puck of what was once considered food into the compost bin. And walk away slowly. Death lingered in the air for hours that day, my friends. Positive Friday.
That is a true story.
Yeah, but he's the only one that comes in on Saturday, so he's still going to smell it.
So these are the top offensive odors. Anybody here, real quick, just the worst smell that you guys, the worst odor that you guys have experienced.
Old pee. More than poop or whatever. You know, it's one thing to smell pee. It's another thing where if the pee, it smells like it's 3 days old. You'll smell it like in the summer whenever on the street. And it's, to me, that is worse than poop by 10 times.
I think it's just BO.
Okay, just straight body odor. Yeah.
Yeah, just sometimes, man. And, like, I don't know how to describe it, but, like Miles never would. But if Miles came in and just was like, oh, man, I forgot I had this sweatshirt in my car, you might be like, man, it's a little
funky. Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like people that have, like, BO, it just, I don't know, you can't get away from it. No. It's just...
No, it lingers for a while.
The smell of liver cooking. It is cooking. Just one of those things that it just, for whatever reason, man,
as you can smell it.
It is awful to me. God. It is, and it permeates the entire house. Mm-hmm.
Audible mentions here, they go with human and animal feces, bad fish,
yeah,
compost, and then sewer gas.
I will say this. If you ever boil, like, some chicken,
yeah,
don't throw out that water, and then forget and leave town. Don't come back 4 days later. Oh. That is ripe.
It smells like somebody slaughtered someone in your house.
It was awful.
Mm-hmm. They start the top 10 with roadkill, and I'm assuming it's been there for a hot minute.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
You could always tell, you know, living out in Enumclaw, I don't get it so much anymore in my life, but living out in Enumclaw, you could always tell when somebody accidentally ran over a skunk.
But we lived out in the woods. We had a lot of skunks, too, but honestly, I would rather a skunk get hit than, like, a raccoon. Because a skunk still smells like a skunk even when the skunk's alive, if it sprays. And you go, it's a skunk. When it's a raccoon or whatever, it's been sitting out there 4 or 5 days. Like, it just smells like death.
The human mouth shows up. And that's exactly why I'm where I'm at. Because the human mouth smells disgusting. That's why we brush our teeth. That's why we have gum. That's why we have mints. That we have everything. Because breath and your mouth is just disgusting. Floss your teeth, brush your mouth, hit it with some doggone mouthwash, and keep a doggone nose out for your foul-ass breath.
Yeah. I put, like, you ever get, like, a cyst or something and it starts leaking?
Oh, I've never gotten that before.
Not in my mouth, no.
No, but just...
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, oh, God. Like, every time you change the bandage, it's like, that came out of my body?
Yes, yeah.
Skunks show up on the list. Wet dog shows up on the list.
I don't
mind that much.
Really?
No. If you live here,
I know, yeah, but I don't.
Your dog's
like
going to be wet.
You don't.
But
like
it doesn't change whether or not I like something. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like getting punched in the face, but in my 20s, it happened a lot.
I don't like it, but I don't dislike it.
What, wet dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I dislike it.
You know what I mean? It's I took my dog out for a walk, like you said, or I bathed my dog, and now he smells all nasty. Like, mm-hmm. I'm used to it. I'm not grabbing it as a perfume by any means, but...
Wet dog.
I mean, wet dog does... I don't know. You smell it, but it's one of those things, too, where it's like... It's not, like, I'm like, all right, your dog's wet.
Rotten food.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you open up that Tupperware that's been in there a little too long.
Sometimes you know not to open it, but you do it because you're curious.
Yep.
You know damn well if you pull that lid back, it's going to be awful, and then you do it anyway. It's like when you find spoiled milk, and you need everyone else in your house to smell it with you.
Yes.
Does this smell bad to you? Does it smell bad to you?
This one is a sleeper. Stagnant water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You let that hose sit out a little too long, or maybe you get a puddle that just doesn't go anywhere.
But once you cause a ripple, all the stink comes out. It's like, oh, just God. Yeah.
God. Methane gas expulsion.
Sure.
Farts, basically.
Yep. Sulfur. Wow. Yeah.
Right. Actually, no. Sulfur comes in at number two there, Miles. Hydrogen sulfide.
Okay.
That basically, that rotten egg smell.
Rotten
that
egg
you got.
Smell.
Which, you know, you realize that's what brimstone was, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what cracks me up, because it's a little fire and brimstone. Like, you're not just burning. It also smells really bad.
Smells like ass.
Yeah.
That's a strip mine runoff. All this creek smelled like that growing up.
Oh, yeah.
They're all orange. Just, I mean, nothing is alive near them. I mean, 5 feet on the bank, it's clear.
Right. Oh, my
because
God.
The water is so, and it just smells toxic. Like rotten eggs.
Oh, my God.
Everything's covered in this orange slime.
God,
you don't even want to step. You don't even want to touch it.
No. Of course not. Yes. No. And then this is the number one most offensive odor. Ted Smith, you nailed it, but with a little bit of a caveat. Not just body odor, but foot odor as well.
Yeah, feet, man. Something happens to them.
Especially a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, yep. My God. Teenage boys are the worst. So was I.
I know.
Putrid.
Yeah, it is brutal.
Every once in a while. My son, he showers every day. Like, he just does it. He is on it.
Attaboy.
But he'll also have his better door closed, man. And, like, you'll open the door to tell him something. And I'm like,
oh.
Is there a bucket of armpits under your bed? I mean, like, this is so thick. And so, like, open your window. It's cold outside. I do not care.
Right. Flush
you gotta
this,
get,
man.
The stink needs to get out of your room, but it can't go into the hall. You know what I mean? Like, it needs to
honestly,
here.
Man, there's no show socks. Like, put socks on
wear
with
socks.
Your shoes, in the especially yes. in the summer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You're just asking for it.
Miles, what happens when you accost an officer inside of a 7-Eleven and challenge him to a fight?
I kick your ass, I hope.
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. I had a different shot of the day originally scheduled, then our astute listener, Wen Trung Lee, sent this one my way, and I felt that it was worth sharing. So we go to China, China's Hefei University of Technology. That's where this goes down. One of the students there, he knew that his roommate would be gone for a little while, so he enjoyed some private time in his dorm. But then he heard his roommate walking down the hall and approaching the room. He went into a panic. As a direct result of his panic, he ended up lighting the entire dorm on fire. They had to evacuate the whole building. So you're thinking, well, what the hell happened? Well, it seems that our honoree has a silicone sex doll that his roommate did not know about, and he was engaging in a little silicone coitus with it. He did not want to be caught with the sex doll for fear of being embarrassed. So when he heard his roommate coming, he did the only logical thing and lit the frickin' thing on fire. Well, the problem is silicone burns a little differently, so it set off the fire alarms, the smoke alarm, burned down the dorm, and
wow,
this thing that he was trying to keep secret as a result of this, yeah, it hit Chinese social media. So as one person put it, what was supposed to be only known by this guy is now known by the whole internet. Congratulations.
Wow.
And then like the university, they issued a statement, not necessarily admonishing the students. They don't bring up the sex toll. They just advise that they not set fire to silicone items on school property.
Ah,
yeah. So my man's having sex with the sex doll. Here's his roommate. Freaks out. Lights it on fire. Just put it on your bed, right? Mm-hmm. But lit it on fire. Burned down the dorm. And well, now the world knows about it. So yes. Congratulations.
Good times.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Okay, your winner on a Bad Choice Friday is coming up next.